Father, we bless the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you, O Lord God. Father God, we gather, O God, as your people today. We gather, Lord God. Father God, as believers, O Lord God. Father God, from abroad today, O Lord God. Father God, to come, O God. Father God, and commune, O God, with you, O God. Father God, to come, O God, and connect, O God, with one another, Lord God. Father God, to see what the Lord would have to say and share with us, O God. Father, we give you glory and honor, Father, this morning. We bless the name of the Lord. Father, we honor you, Lord God, for being all that you are, O God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you alone, God, are worthy, O God. You alone, O Lord God, are holy, are sovereign, O God. Father God, that you are set, O God. Father God, Lord God, in sovereignty all by yourself, Father. Lord God, and we, O God, honor you this morning. O God, we, O God, exalt you, O Lord God, above, O God, everything, O God, and all things, O Lord God. Father God, we place you, Lord God, at the forefront, O Lord God. Father God, of our lives and of this day, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. Father God, as it has been said many times, we begin our day with you, O God. And we thank you, Lord God, Father God, for allowing us, O Lord God, the privilege, O Lord God, of relationship with you. Thank you, Lord God, Father God, Lord God, that we, O Lord God, Father God, Lord God, have, O Lord God, Father God, Reman Shekana Mama Mande Bekoshkataya, the privilege, O God, to call you Father, Lord God, and we, O God, are your people, we are your children. O God, we thank you, Lord God, that all, God, that is said, O God, and all that is prayed and all that is shared today, O God, Father God, that it esteems and gives you, O God, the highest glory, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we bless the name of the Lord. Amen and amen in Jesus' name. Grace and peace to you all. Good morning. This is Prophet Zipporah Thompson Morris from St. Miami. And I bid you grace and peace this morning. I have the privilege and the charge to share with you this morning. As I come before you, with the Lord has been speaking to me about, even up to yesterday and this morning. The Lord has highlighted to me that in this season where we are seeing the spirit of intercession, but the mantle of the intercessor. And again, I'm going to say the spirit of intercession, but the mantle of the intercessor. And when God began to deal with me about the mantle of the intercessor and the spirit of intercession, I began to ask him, God, what is the difference? Is there a difference? Show me the difference. Or are they one and the same? And he began to just take me through some things in the spirit and also some scriptures. And I was like, okay, God, this is good. Because a lot of times we would think that, I thought that they were the same, even though they go hand in hand. And I was like, okay, Lord, as you come in, please mute your line so we don't have any feedback as you come in. Thank you. So I began to ask God, and God said they are very closely knitted together, but the spirit of intercession is the Holy Spirit moving and helping us to pray. It leads us. And I'm going to go and I'm going to read Romans 8 and 26. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how we ought to pray, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings deep, for words, too deep for words. And this indicates how the spirit of intercession and how the Holy Spirit himself will even intercede not only for us, but through us, and for us through a certain situation or through for someone else. Zechariah 12 and 10 also, it indicates that the spirit of intercession is the partnering with Holy Spirit to a believer to pray the will of God, to pray according to the will of God. The spirit of intercession is also known as the spirit of grace and supplication, according to Zechariah 12 and 10. And the Holy Spirit, it assists the believer in prayer. It helps us to function and pray through weaknesses. It leads us into deep groanings and teaches us how to even travail in prayer. It helps us to align into deeper intercessions by way of spirit, the spirit of intercession, the spirit of intercession. It urges you to pray. It'll pull you into prayer. It'll begin to take you into burdens that are initiated by God and will come upon you by the Spirit of God, that you may pray the purpose of God's kingdom into the earth realm, where the mantle of the intercessor, the mantle represents actually the calling, the office, the cloak, the on-putting of God, and it is given to a believer. It is, you are actually the watchman, you are the mediator. As a mantle, as an intercessor, when you carry the mantle of an intercessor, when you are mantled for it, you begin to you still operate from the with the spirit of intercession, but there is now a calling. There is a weight given to you. There is a weight to bear the burdens for others, to intercede for others. It functions by in the authority in the spirit realm to stand in the gap. I know of another prophet. She has a platform, and I know she has a it's called Between, I believe, the Porch and the Altar, because when I was reading this, that's what highlighted to me, Between the Porch and the Altar, the gap, that there is places and spaces that the mantle, the intercessor must stand, that the intercessor must watch and man the gates. And even as on yesterday, our prophet DeMarcus began to speak about the watchman and the keys that God has given and is given and are giving out, and the responsibility that comes with being given keys, because keys also represent access. Gates represent access, and they go hand in hand, because intercessors are watchmen. And God spoke to me, and he said, I was actually driving, and I could, I was driving, but I could actually hear God as he was showing me, and he said, the mantle of the intercessor is rising and resting at this time, in this time. And as he showed me rising and resting, he said that as the spirit of intercession is rising, as intercession is being made, even in this initiative, this 60 for 60, where a lot of us are intercessors. Well, we all are intercessors. But when you are called and you are marked with the mantle of the intercessor, where the spirit of intercession is pulling you, where a few of you may not have had a consistent prayer life, or you may have started and you fell off and let the busyness of the day consume you. God is showing us and pulling us back into a place where prayer is prioritized. It is a lifestyle. And God is, in this time, he is seeing, can we manage and carry the weight to be able to to move through all of life's obstacles and still be able to handle the mandate and the mantle as an intercessor well. And when he said that the spirit of intercession is rising, and he said, as it is rising, it is causing those to come forth. It is forging and it is shaping a prayer life of consistency and commitment. And I was like, I thank you, Lord God. He said that the spirit of intercession is arising even more. And even upon the mantle of the intercessor, the rising is causing those who have been mantled in a certain area, there is going to be, God is giving you a thrust to even now. You have maintained in that area. You have maintained within the area that God has entrusted you with the burdens of the Lord. You have been able to steward them well. And God says, so now if there is a rising, he's entrusting you with more. And there's also a resting. God say a rising and resting. And the resting, the indication that the mantle is resting upon you is that it will interrupt your rest. It will interrupt not so much your rest, but your sleep patterns. It will interrupt your normal day activity where you can be doing a thing and doing something. And because you are a mantled intercessor, you can feel the pull away. You can feel the actual burden of God, the pressure of the Spirit. You will be waking up out of your sleep patterns. You will hear names that you have never heard before. You will be taken taking places that you have geographically, naturally never been before. You will be able to actually, you would feel, and it's not so much as given, you would actually be bearing and carrying the burden of God. You will know what God will have you to pray for a people, for a nation, or for a particular thing as a mantled intercessor. And as we have learned here throughout this time that we have spent together, that intercessors are watchmen. We are watchmen, and we are gatekeepers. We are gatekeepers. We man the gates. We man what comes in and what goes out. We man what is allowed or what is restricted. And this mantle, the mantle of the intercessor, it requires a yes. And it requires a yes, and I'm here to tell you that has no expiration date. There will be times that you will be able to take a pause and take a breath, but you will, in that, you have to learn when, how to rest, which is something that I have and I am still learning and processing. But the mantle of intercessor, you have to learn how to rest so you don't weary yourself out. But it comes with a yes that has no expiration date. It is no tag I'm in and tag I'm out. The mantle of the intercessor is one of great responsibility, commitment. It's a surrender, and it has to be carried with humility and honesty. Honesty not only about a situation, but honesty within yourself where you are, so that nothing within you can contaminate what God is entrusting you to carry. It must be carried with a weight of responsibility and not a measure of worry, said the Lord. You have to know how to confront certain things, have to confront things that may you don't want to really, don't quite fully grasp or understand. You may have to confront them by way of the Spirit, but not allowing what God would even show you or what God would even tell you to confront, to not allow it to corrupt your own heart, to not allow it to change your perspective about what God said. Because you may see something, or God might share something with you and tell you, I want you to pray about this. I want you to intercede about this. And you cannot get off that wall until you see the breaking through or the birthing out of that thing, which may not be so much aligned in what you may quite believe. The intercessor, the mantle of the intercessor, is the mantling of God. And it is a call of duty. It is long term. It is persistent. It is relentless. And it is not experiential. It doesn't move by, okay, this experience that is not occasional. It is it has to stay the course until God says otherwise. That is simply it. It has to stay the course until God says otherwise. We thank God for the spirit of intercession. But in this season, God says he is mantling the mantle of intercessor. For those who did not even know that you were intercessors, a lot of people come into an office or want to come into an office of many things, but if anything, we ought to pray. Man ought to always pray and faint not. Man ought to always pray and faint not. We thank God for God's spirit, because God's spirit will never lead us astray. God won't say one thing and then not prepare us to do that thing, or equip us for it. There is a greater equipping. God himself equips. God himself begins to shape and mold. So even when you feel like you waking up, I don't know why God's showing me this. For those who are seers or even dreamers, God marks and mantles intercessors even through dreams and visions. God shows you things beforehand. God shows you things not for you to worry, not for you to just say, oh, I know. But if God showed you, that's not only information. God shows you because of intel. As an intercessor, you not only have the ability to intercept the plans of the enemy, but God has given you the thrust to involve his will into that very thing. God will give you intel before the inception of that thing even begins, so that God's will gets a forefront on that situation. So to those who dream, those who say, well, I don't know if I'm an intercessor. I dream stuff, but I don't know. God is not careless or frivolous with what he shares. God is not a God that this is willy-lilly with information. If God is entrusting you with information and intel, it is for you to intercede, to intercept, and for you to implement the will of God as a intercessor into that situation. I'm going to read for you Ephesians 6 and 18, and I am reading from the Amplified. With all prayer and petition, pray with specific requests at all times, on every occasion, and in every season.
This call will be recorded.
In the spirit and within view, stay alert with all perseverance and petition, interceding in prayer for all God's people. And this is God, again, for all God's people. This is when God is saying I'm telling you, I'm mantling you as a intercessor. You have the mantle of it. We're going to read 1 Timothy 2, 1, 2, and 3. First of all, then I urge that petitions, prayers, intercessions, prayers for others, and thanksgivings be offered on behalf of all people, for kings and all who are in positions of high authority, so that we may live a peaceful and quiet life in all godliness and dignity. This kind of praying is good and acceptable and pleasing in the sight of God our Savior. So God is showing that there is script, there is word on how God's spirit, on how God he mandates and mantles the intercessor. He gives us dialogue. He gives us the instructions on what he wants us to do and what he is calling and how he is calling us to do it. So again, I reiterate, intercession is rising. but the mantle of the intercessor is resting upon the people of God in this season. If you feel that disturbing, if you're things, burdens and pressures in the spirit that you have never felt before, I believe that truly God is truly telling you, he's drawing you to let you know you are an intercessor. He is not just calling you to casual prayer. He is not just giving you insight to have information that brings no formation. He is letting you know that you have been mantled with intercession. You have been given backing in God to be able to go into that particular realm, to be able to confront or to be able to convey, thank you, Holy Spirit, what the Lord desires for that situation. And we have to remember this too, that as an intercessor, God places intercessors in different, in different respects. Your legal jurisdiction will let you know on how far to go. You'll know that. So that's why it is important, it is imperative to stay close, walking with God. Do what God says do. Say what God says say. Pray how he leads you to pray, so that you don't walk out, you don't walk into a jurisdiction that you were never mandated to. Stay within the bounds of your mantle and let God begin to consecrate you for more. We are going to pray this morning. Father, Reba Shekalabadi Debe Ishia. Lord God, we thank you, Father, that God, you are, oh God, rising and resting, oh God. Father God, the spirit of intercession in the mantle of the intercessor, oh God. Father God, upon your people. Thank you, Lord God, for those, oh God. Father God, who knew, Lord God, that there was more, for those, oh God, who thought, oh God, Father God, that they had to be able to pray, Lord God, for long, lengthy times, or Lord God, had to pray a certain way. Lord God, for those who thought, oh God, Father God, they had to be able to pray, Lord God, Father God, in diverse languages or the language of the Spirit, oh God, to be considered an intercessor. Father God, thank you today, Lord God. Father God, for letting them know that praying in tongues is not the only way to pray in the Spirit, but praying in the Spirit is being led by the Spirit of God to pray the things and how God is saying pray. We thank you, God, today, Lord God, that you give clarity, Father God, and that you give understanding. We thank you, oh God, today, Lord God, for spiritual awakeness and awareness, oh Lord God. Father, it is in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, we pray against spiritual sleep, oh God. We pray against spiritual slumber in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, deliver, Lord God, your intercessors, oh Lord God. Lord God, from emotional compromise, oh Lord God. Father, in the name of Jesus, which leads to contamination, Lord God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, let, oh God, your intercessors be mindful, oh Lord God. Father God, of what we put our hands, our eyes, and our mouth to, oh God. Father God, let us not entertain or tolerate, oh God, and permit just anything, oh God. Father God, let us be, oh Lord God, Father God, in such communion with you, oh Lord God. Father God, that what is not, oh God, tolerated by you, oh God, let it not, oh God, Father God, be tolerated by us, oh Lord God. Connect us, oh Lord God, Father God, to the very vein of you, oh Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, so that what, oh God, invades our space does not contaminate our own camps, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, let not, oh God, Father God, things, oh God, that go on, oh God, in life, oh God. Let them not alter our view or sight, oh God, so that our spiritual altars are not compromised, oh God. Father, iman sikirian dororo broskataya lebian dadadebeshika yamandu shukute. Father, we thank you, oh Lord God. Father God, that you, oh God, Father God, are forming and shaping, oh God, rising and resting upon, oh God, Father God, your intercessors, oh God. I pray right now, Father, that Lord God, for your intercessors that do not know, oh God, Father God, which watch they are called to, Father. Highlight to them, oh Lord God. Father God, the times of their watch, oh Lord God. Show them, oh Lord God. Father God, what you have mandated them in the earth, oh God, for, Lord God. Show them, oh God. Father God, the mantle of intercession, oh Lord God. Father God, that you are and have rested upon each and every one of us, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, help us to fortify our walls and our altars, oh Lord God. Father God, strengthen our discernment, oh Lord God. Father God, develop us, oh Lord God, with discipline and dedication, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, deepen our consecration, oh God. Lord God, teach us, oh Lord God, by way of your spirit, oh Lord God, how to pray, oh God, strategically, oh God. Oh God, with intention, oh Lord God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, let us not, oh God, pray amiss, oh God. Father God, let us not, oh God. Father God, be sporadic, oh Lord God. Father God, but let us, oh Lord God, Reba, be responsible, Lord God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, with what you are entrusting, oh God. Father God, into the hand and in the heart, Lord God, and in the mouths of your intercessors. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, I pray, Lord God, Father God, that we stay consistent and committed, oh God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we pray, oh God, against, oh Lord God. Father God, Rebanche, Lord God, any, oh Lord God, ill filtration, oh God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that will try, oh God, to bring compromise, oh Lord God. Father God, we reject, oh God. Father God, any wind of doctrine, oh God, that will try to move or sway us, oh God. Father God, out of alignment, oh God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We submit, oh God, our yes again, oh God. Father God, to be developed, oh God. Father God, we submit our yes, oh Lord God. Father God, to Okanyama Ishe Lalaba Ande Osaya. Lord God, to be equipped that whatever must be, oh God, extricated out of us, oh God, whatever, oh God, must be pulled up out of us, oh Lord God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, Father God, that we may be able to, oh God, carry, Lord God, Father God, in deeper depths, oh God, the burdens of you, oh Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, until, Lord God, breakthrough or birth out, oh God, Father God, in the name of Jesus, comes out on the other side. Father, we thank you, Lord God, today that, Father God, you would gird up your intercessors, Lord God. You will ready them, Lord God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that resistance, Lord God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, will not cause them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, to retreat, oh God. Father God, Lord God, let no rebellion, oh Lord God. Father God, be found in us, oh Lord God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, that will cause us, oh Lord God. Father God, to draw back, oh God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thinking we are just playing it safe, oh God, when really it's rebellion, oh God, to the call and the mark of God that God has placed on us, oh God. Father God, as intercessors, or as an intercessor, I repent on behalf of, oh God, Father God, your intercessors, oh God. Father God, when we allow, oh Lord God, Father God, our own emotionalism, oh Lord God, Lord God, to cause us to get out of place, oh God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, when we have taken, oh God, Father God, longer times of rest, oh God, than what was really needed, oh God. Lord God, because of fear, oh God. Fear, oh Lord God, of inadequacy, oh God. Fear, oh God, of comparison, oh God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, for the vision and the sight, God, of every intercessor, Lord God, for their gaze, Lord God, and oh God, and their eyes to be placed on you, oh God. Father God, looking to you, Lord God, for all of their help, oh God, looking to you, Lord God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, that you are our chief intercessor, and we thank you that you have left, you leave the blueprint, you made the blueprint on how we are to follow the statutes and the standards of the Lord. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for making intercessions on our behalf. We thank you, Jesus, that you still intercede on our behalf. We thank you that even as you continue to intercede for us, teach us even the more how to intercede, how to carry the mantle well, how to be able to interrupt and intercept every plan of darkness, that only what God says will remain. Father, we give you glory and honor today. We bless the name of the Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for the rising and the resting, O God, of the spirit of intercession and the mantle of the intercessor. Thank you for trusting us, O God. Thank you, God, for trusting us, O God. Lord God, when we have dropped the ball, God, in seasons past, O God, thank you, Lord God, Father God, that you gird us up, God, that you bring a maturity in us, O God, that we no longer trust or depend on our own capabilities, O God. Father God, but that it is you, O God, Father God, that we totally depend on, O God, Father God, and it is you, Lord God, that will bring, O God, the results and the resolve to pass. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. God, to God be the glory. To God be the glory. I'm going to open the line now. If there are any apostles, pastors, prophets, extended family, if there's anyone on the line that has anything that you want to share that the Lord is impressing on you to add, we are here to receive from the Lord through your portion this morning. The line is now open.
Well, I'll go ahead and start. Good morning, good morning, and good morning. Grace and peace to each and every one of you on this morning. I am so proud on this morning. This was a very beautiful teaching, very clear, and very necessary for us as intercessors. All of us are called to intercede at different levels. We all have different jurisdictions. Some of us are in training when it comes to intercession, but we're all called to pray and stand in the gap, and we've learned the different types of prayer. And even last night when we were talking in Disciple Nights, one of the things we were talking about is the need for repetition, that within an apostolic base, you have to have a repetition. You have to continue to repeat things over and over and over again, because one of the things we were talking about, for those that weren't there in Bible study last night, we were comparing the military base, a physical military base, to an apostolic base, to what an apostolic base is supposed to look like. And one of the things that we were talking about is, why on a military base there's always repetition? Because it is always thought that there could be a disruption at any moment. And so you keep repeating something so the soldiers, so everyone that is on the base is always aware and keeps it at the forefront of their mind. So a teaching like this, just in case you forgot, just in case you need a refresher, and even insight even further. Sometimes, you know, we may hear something again, but we learn something that we didn't learn before. And I thought, wow, this is what I'm talking about. This is what we must teach the body of Christ. So this was extremely informative, but it also was not just information that you were giving on this morning, Prophet. This is something that we can carry with us, not just as information, but we can carry the spirit of intercession with us allowing the Holy Spirit to lead us as we pray. And for some of us that actually carry the mantle of intercession, we understand that our lives are not our own. I love the fact that you emphasized that you don't get to pick and choose. It could be your birthday. You could be on a vacation, right? I was on vacation in, where was I? St. Martin. And I was on my face there because it doesn't stop because you're on vacation. It doesn't stop because it's your birthday. It doesn't stop because you're on a date with your husband or your spouse. That thing can hit you at any time. Amen. That burden can be placed on you at any time. And so I just wanted to come and just say thank you for the word on today. It really hit my belly on this morning, and I'm just thankful, amen, for the teaching. More grace to you, Prophet, and more grace to you, people of God.
More grace, Apostle. Thank you, Mom. The line is still open.
Grace and peace. This is Pastor Cam. Thank you so much, Prophet Support. For leading us in this teaching. Something that you said that really hit me in the pit of my stomach was when you said that it is not occasional. This is long term. And God can literally, no matter where you are, knock and say, come meet with me. He awoke me just to sit with him. And I sat in silence and worship and just communed with him this morning. And so for you to teach us intercession, it was so fitting and so God, and I thank you for your obedience in this teaching today and breaking it down the way that you did. This was definitely insightful and gave me even more of a depth to what intercession even is and what is required of the intercessor. So thank you. Thank you so much, Prophet.
Amen. I want to add to something you said, Pastor, because as you were talking, I heard God say that even what you shared, that there's some on the line who need to know that that is, even as Apostle said, there is different different levels and dimensions of the mantle of the intercessor, that as an intercessor, you can feel the burden at any time. That thing will pull you away. And as you also said, Apostle, I have been on a cruise ship, on a cruise, and was pulled, that burden will hit you wherever God calls you to or sends you to, you go. And it's you have when no control, you can't even fight it. If you try to, it can get to a place like that. But something you said, Pastor Cam, is that God woke you up just to spend time with him. So I want to elaborate just on that a little bit, because that is also another level for the intercessor, which is intimacy. The intercessor must carry and have intimacy with God. And intimacy is not always having something to say. Intimacy is just showing up. Intimacy, I feel God. Intimacy is just being present. Intimacy is when someone look and can see you there and you not say a word, and they can feel the lavish of your love because they see the posture of your heart. You're there. You're waiting on them. And in that place, in our relationship, in our relation with God, as an intercessor, intimacy is being developed in some and deepened in others. Thank you so much for sharing, Pastor Cal. The line is open.
Good morning. This is Pastor Anita. I just wanted to thank you, Prophet, for this teaching. I appreciated the distinction that you shared between the spirit of intercession and the mantle of the intercessor. This was very, it wasn't just informative, but it also deepened understanding and kind of gave more depth to the value of each. And also the distinction between each one of them. So I really appreciate you taking the time to sit with God to get the language to help us understand both. And then also it enlightened us. So even when you were talking about dreams and how God doesn't waste words, and that was definitely a time when I would think like, oh, it's just dreaming these random things. But what you said is true. God doesn't waste words even when he is speaking through dreams. And so, you know, all of it has to be taken, has to be approached reverently to know that when God is speaking, there's a reason that he's speaking, and there's something that he wants to get to us, or a message that he wants us to understand. So thank you for this. I really do appreciate it. This is good. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Pastor. And that is so very true. God is not casual with what he shares. God is intentional with everything. He is intentional. And the more the longer I've been with him and the longer I still am with him, I'm realizing that what may seem circumstantial, what may seem occasional, what may seem incidental, God is not incidental. He is intentional. Thank you, Pastor. The line is still open. Well, I know that there are some, I don't want to prematurely get to the announcements. Will there be any other, are there any testimonies? I believe that there are still, we have passed January, we are into February, but I believe because God is a God that is absolute, we don't box him in, I believe that there are still notable testimonies, still rising up and still resting on his people coming through. Are there any testimonies? Is there anything that anyone else wants to share? I'm going to give it one more moment before we move on to the announcements.
Grace and peace. This is Stephanie. I've been on the prayer line, I believe, now for a month, and it's definitely helping me grow in my prayer life. And showing me the different ways to pray and talk to God and have an intimate relationship with him. And I also have a testimony that before I started the prayer line, I wasn't working. I didn't have a job, but this week I started. And, you know, I thank you guys, 460 for 60, for just growing me in different areas of my life, especially with forgiveness, something I've been dealing with for a very, very long time. And so I thank everyone in Miami for just helping me grow my prayer life and, you know, advancing my life in all areas.
We bless God for you, Stephanie. We bless God for what God is doing. It is marvelous in our sight what he is doing, and he's not done. We thank God for your testimony. We thank God for bringing deliverance and forgiveness in. We thank God for opening up doors for you. We bless God for you this morning, Stephanie, and we thank God that he is shaping you and forming you and bringing you into a place of intercession, and as an intercessor. And we thank God so much for this initiative, for this 60 for 60 initiative. It is forming and getting a lot of us, I'm going to just say us because we are all here together, With the momentum, as Apostle said, with the repetition of prayer. And we don't do it out of repetition, but it becomes repetition because it becomes a part of our lifestyle. To get from one place to another, you have to move. Your moving is repetition. Your walk is repetition. When you want to speak, your talking is repetition. And we don't look at it as a burden or something to do. It becomes, it's a part. Breathing is repetitious. If you're alive, it's repetitive. We do it. So we thank God that this is actually a tool that God is using, a format that God is using, an invitation. Thank you, Holy Spirit. This has been an invitation where God is helping forming us the repetition of a praying lifestyle. Again, we bless God for you, Stephanie. Will there be another? Okay. If all hearts are clear, making sure. We thank God that God is doing a work with his people, and that he is still yet continuing to choose us and to work with us and through us and even for us. So I also want to remind you that the recordings, that the website is now up and running, whoop, 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 whoop. And the recordings are available. Past recordings are available now. Current recordings, please give 24 hours before those will be uploaded and available. You can go to www.sentmiami.com. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. And you'll be able to see where the recordings are available. We have another announcement coming in, and then we'll release the line. The line is
okay. Good morning. Good morning again. I did want to make an announcement. I wanted to give you all a date that I want you to put down on your calendars to save the date, and that is March the 6th. It's a Friday, March the 6th. It's a Friday. Prophet DeMarcus, who is a charter member of Sent Miami, will be moving in the summer. And his birthday is actually March the 2nd, but we are going to be celebrating his birthday on March the 6th, along with a send-off, a party for him. And we would love for our prayer line family, for our 60 for 60 prayer line family to be there. I will make sure that everyone has the address. I don't have it with me right now, but I just wanted to give you the date. It is going to be at 7:30 on March the 6th. It will be in Miami, and I just have to get the address. I'll make sure that I have it for tomorrow. So we'll continue to make this announcement. But we want everyone, if you're able, to be there, to be in that room, to celebrate the man of God, to celebrate not only his birthday. He'll be 40 years old. Amen. He'll be 40 years old. So it's a milestone birthday for him, and it's also ascending off. We are ascending center. Amen. We are an apostolic base with regional reach. Amen. We are builders and we are senders. And so we are asking our 60 for 60 family to join us for that celebration. Also, the Lord has been, it's been coming to me as well for us to end 60 for 60 in person. Because that week we're going to be celebrating him, it won't fall on that day. We will end 60 for 60 technically on March the 6th. And that's the, that's actually on the day of the celebration. That's the day that we actually end 60 for 60. But we're going to be celebrating him on that day. But I will let you know the date that we will actually come together as a family that has been praying together for these 2 months, we will come together in person. Now, some of you are out of town. If you can come in, I'll make sure you have the date. If you can fly in, we would love that, you know, so that all of us can have our feet on the ground, and we will close out this time of intercession together in one space. So we'll give you that date, but we definitely want you to put Friday, March the 6th, on your calendars. The time will be 7:30, and I will get the address today. I may even have it before noon so that I can release it on the line at noon on today. All right, more grace.
Thank you so much, Apostle. Yes, family, we would love to see you guys. We are going to miss our dear prophet, uncle, to a lot of us very, very, very much. He is a staple in St. Miami, and he is a staple and a pillar to this, and still is. And I said is, not was, is, because location does not change the place that he holds here amongst his family. So we would love to see you, as an apostle said. We would love to see you, and look forward for hearing that information given out later. So will there be any more other testimonies or any announcements?
Well, we do want to say happy birthday to Pastor Cam on today. Amen. Happy birthday, baby.
Happy birthday.
We love you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. I can see Cam right now, dude. I can see that face. You know, if y'all know Pastor Cam, she like...
She's crying. Like, trust me, she's crying.
Oh, we love you so much, Kimmy. We love you, Pastor. Is anything else possible? Or was that you? I thought I heard somebody before you, or I don't know if that was you.
It was me. Good morning. Good morning. Graceful morning to all. I just want to give God honor and praise. What's doing to him? Give honor to Apostle Ava and everybody in their respectable places. I just thank God for the Line 60, for 60, just being on, and a lot of stuff that's been a blessing to me, myself, for the word this morning, as the Lord used Prophet Zipporah. I just bless the name about intercession and the mantle of an intercessor. I have heard that spoken over my life many times before, but I just thank God for more information about an intercessor. Like Apostle Abel was saying, no matter where you are still the mantle of intercession still rests upon you. I remember just being in situations going through in my life where even we're experiencing death, but it didn't stop the work of an intercessor. I still had to pray for others, even in the midst of going through. So like she said, no matter where you are, on trips or on dates, wherever you are, that it's still a part of you. It's still who you are. So I just bless the name of the Lord, and when you were saying that, it's intentional. About the Lord was just giving me dreams, and it's a lot of stuff that I didn't understand, but I just thank God about some clarity on today. And so, yeah, this line has been a blessing to me. So I just thank God for the St. Miami family. Amen.
Amen. We bless the name of the Lord, and we thank God for you. We thank God for your growth, and we thank God that you are still growing and will continue to grow. Thank you for growing with us as we still grow, and we're all growing in God. We thank God. We bless God. Will there be another? Okay. I want to pull the line up. And I don't want to rush, but I don't want to hold it up past time. I thank God for each and every one of you. I thank God. I pray that your day is productive and that you see everything that God, and you receive everything that God has for each and every one of you today. And remember again, be on the lookout for that information about the birthday celebration and the send off for our prophet DeMarcus, and also for the recordings that are on SentMiami.com. And the new recordings, again, they take about 24 hours. If there's anything else that I forgot that anyone else can remember, please come in now and say it. If not, I'm going to release the line, and I'm going to bid everyone more grace, but I'm going to pause for a minute just in case I forgot something. I take it all hearts are clear. More grace.
More grace.
More grace.